You are listening to the Gourmet Pens Club podcast. This is a collective of creators and callings that bring us together. Here are your hosts, Aziza and Candace.
Hello! Welcome to episode 38 of the Gourmet Pens Club podcast. I am one of your fancy hosts, Aziza, aka Gourmet Pens. Let's welcome my other fancy host.
I am a fancy host. I am Candace, aka Inks and Anchors. We are ready for the fun, so let's hang out.
Okay. That was mentally planned in a way. We're going to skip all the business of everything, and we're going to go straight into goodness, which is goodness, no business.
Which is your goodness, not my goodness, because
it's my
goodness. You were the one. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. So I have just returned from the Baltimore Pen Show at the time of us recording this. And this trip was actually a visit to a friend. And for the first time in a very long time, I actually only went to a pen show for one day, which is wild. And it was the Saturday, not the Friday, which tends to be more like weekend passes, so a little quieter. So this is my second year attending the Baltimore show. Third year. Last year, I did do the full show. And same thing for the previous year. Candace, when we have done pen shows together, we've always done like the full thing, right? Like it's never been just going for one day.
Right.
Okay.
So what are your thoughts about that?
Well, it's very bad. it's bad because I'm walking around and thinking, I only have today to accomplish what I need to accomplish.
Right.
And what that means is one does not really waste time contemplating.
You just purchase.
Yeah, very much so. And it's terrible because, there's a lot of vendors there. So what I actually did on Friday night, so the day before I was going to attend, I went through the vendors list and kind of marked off who I had to visit. And unfortunately,
so you had a plan.
Well, I had a plan.
Okay.
And then what happens is I forget about my plan and my budget. I only brought like 300 US with me.
What?
Which is, I know. But then, don't worry, I made use of other means of paying for things.
It's a good thing / bad thing.
Yeah.
That people take PayPal and
credit cards. Like back in the day at a pen show, it was really like cash
all
only.
Cash, yeah.
And now it's like, don't worry, we could take your weird Canadian credit card or
right.
PayPal. And so there's just too many ways to give somebody else my money.
Yes.
I don't know if I should kind of do a quick rundown of the places that I purchased. Because
yes,
I visited a lot of tables. Okay.
Of course. Okay. Okay. And hang on. So was this like panic buying almost?
No. It was not panic. It was mentally, I knew I wanted to purchase a pen from certain makers that I don't have pens from.
Okay.
And also, I knew that there were some goodies I wanted to, like small, cute accessories. Mm-hmm. And I went for it. And then on the Saturday at like 1 p.m., I got a migraine. So I missed 4 hours of the show, which was very, very frustrating. And so what I did was I went back on Sunday, but just for an hour,
right?
Which was worse because what I did was I conscripted friends to go to other tables to pick up things that I needed. So it was three people doing the damage of one just for me. So, but it was a lot for me because recently I have not been acquiring very much. So it was a lot for me to go around and get so many items all at once. But
I feel like our roles have been reversed. I didn't even ask you to pick up.
I know.
Anything. I had thought about some stuff.
Yeah.
Like that Sugar Turtle Studio. Is that what the name of it is?
Yeah.
You know, the rickshaw thing I think that you picked up in Philly.
Oh, their sleeves.
Sleeves, yeah.
With the multicolor pens and everything.
You know, I'm sure
next show
them. Yeah.
Or anyway. I don't know what next show they'll be at, but maybe
they'll be in DC, I'm sure.
Reversed roles.
Right? Not quite because, you know.
You're still? Actually, no. Not quite, because I remember a message this week where you're like, I bought three pens.
We'll talk about that next time.
Yeah, yeah. We'll have to address that.
Yeah.
Okay, so Scogsy. I have three pens.
Scogsy.
Three
from
pens.
Him?
Yes. So then right behind Scogsy, so Scogsy is like in front of me, and right behind me was White Bear Pens.
Right.
They were in the same room and it was just not safe. So I turned around and made a purchase at White Bear Pens, and then another one, and then another one.
Oh, so, dear.
So I have three pens, plus everyone has stickers. So you've got these sweet stickers. And then I hit Franklin Kristoff, Sugar Turtle Studio, Van Ness Pens, Hardy, River City Pen Company.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm just kind of scanning. I bumped into Clarissa of Snowy Studio, and she had her new stickers and everything. And I got a set for you.
Next time. Oh, thank you.
I got a set for you. And so I ended up with accessories like pouches. And no viewers can see this, but I will link.
Lee Pods. Yeah. And I love that one.
Like washi tape, because I do use it. Yes. And nib holders and more stickers. And 9 pens. Oh my God, that's so, oh my God,
nine
what did I do?
Pens.
I haven't done 9 pens since DC like 2-3 years ago.
No, you didn't even do 9 pens then.
Oh,
I don't think you've ever done 9 pens since I've known you.
Oh, this is bad. Okay.
Okay, so. show me. First of all, I can't believe you have 3 pens from Scogsy, and I feel like I discovered him amongst our crew and I only have 2 from him.
Well, you're just not trying hard enough, Candace.
Yeah, okay, right. Fail.
Okay, so I have, first of all, I'll just do kind of in the order of what I have sitting here. First of all, I have a Hardy Pens. This is the companion model, which is the same model as the Hot Pink Lemonade from the shop.
Yes. Yeah.
And it is in the most perfect, I think this is the Brooks Unicorn Galaxy.
Right.
I think, but I'm not sure. And
it looks completely different from the one that I
used
had.
To have. Yes.
Right.
And I do think the blank has changed, but I don't know if that's what it is.
It doesn't
anyway.
Matter because the end result is something you love, right?
Exactly.
I mean, I see a theme in terms of the colors.
So the funny thing about that pen, I was actually running by the Hardy Pen Rights table to get to meet someone way across the room. I kid you not. I was running by. It caught my eye out of the corner of my eye. I stopped for a split second. I picked it up. I handed it to him behind the table. I said, keep that for me. And then I left. And he's standing there like, what? So I got that. I got it at Scogsy. So the three pens that I have 2 of the adorable little pocket chonkers.
Right.
I don't know what the materials are in all of them. So one is kind of like a turned midnight slick oil with a papillon cross.
Right.
And the other one has like a deep diamond cast. It's not purple.
Right.
And then a papillon top.
Pretty.
And then the other one is, I don't know, like an aqua with translucent or transparent.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Bits.
Chala, hala, I don't know how you pronounce it. No.
No idea. Didn't even ask. I was just like, I want that. So.
Okay.
They have amazing stickers that are wood.
Yeah, I showed you those. Remember? I told you I didn't realize it was.
But when you touch it, that's when you realize, right? Because it's so flat.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, those 3 came with pen sleeves, like the little cute Scogsy
pen
sleeves.
Those are adorable. Oh, so by the way, that noise that you heard was her sniffing the stickers. FYI.
Oh, did I do that?
Yes, you did. And you can hear the noise. And I just felt I had to explain it because, you know. I just had to explain it.
Oh, that's disturbing. I didn't realize I did that. It's disturbing because I didn't realize.
You did it not once, but twice. Possibly 3 times.
Oh, well, let's disregard that. Okay, next up.
So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, right? That's 4 pens. Okay.
And then turned around, White Bear Pens. First of all, it was really cool to actually
chat with her.
How did you see one of them?
Dan Don posted it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I ended up with 3 of them.
Totally.
One is an Ursa and 2 Echoes. It came with stickers and you got to pick an ink sample from her ink sample rack.
Yeah, I remember I told you she has the best
presentation
and stuff, I know.
And it's really cool. to see.
Okay, I need to see those pens.
A woman. Oh, sorry. A woman making pens. Like, I mean, well, there are other women, but not at pen shows that I am able to attend.
But also,
and she's,
I mean,
good.
She's really good. I mean, her internal polishing is amazing.
Yeah.
And she's just basically started pretty much, right?
Yeah. And that's, she's basically doing what I want. She's like, there needs to be more sparkles, more color. And I was like, I think I love you. and her mom poured one of the blanks. So this is kind of like a sea green with shimmer and the clear caps, because you get to see her awesome logo on the nib.
Right.
And then I got this one, which has the amazing White Bear Pens
the
logo.
Finial. Isn't that amazing?
So cool. So I got three of those. They all have, as you know, they come with the Rickshaw pen sleeve, and I have a small addiction to Rickshaw. Then I hit Franklin Kristoff and got two completely opposite pens. So one is a disgusting hot pink Model 19.
Like a Pepto-Bismol kind of
It's pink. So bad.
There's nothing wrong with that. It's beautiful.
Well, I mean, we like it.
Yes.
But I don't think most people would like it, which is probably why they don't make this color very often. And then in the complete opposite end of the spectrum, this is their M3. So that new material from McKenzie, I believe.
Yes, I think I've read about it.
It is. And it's so bizarre. It's complete opposite. So it's black and silver.
Right.
Swirled.
No, I like that. I really like that.
It feels completely different. We'll have to do a more in-depth discussion about what it feels like and everything, but it's very interesting. And obviously, I put the new Franklin Kristoff Raven Black nibs on them, just for contrast and fun. So I got two of those. At River City, I got a nib holder, because you can never have too many. Are you seeing the theme that I went with this year?
Yes, I noticed that prior to the show, you purchased something on Slack, which is also
Candace,
the same color.
Candace.
It
doesn't count because it was not at the show. I was in the car and I was bored as the passenger.
Well, I have to say this, that this seems to have been an explosion after last week's declaration of, I am not counting anything anymore. You're not going to say, you're not going to know how many pens. I'm not going to know how many pens I have.
Because I'm like, it does not matter. It doesn't matter. I don't care. It doesn't matter.
Fair enough. Don't worry.
There's more.
Oh, there's more. Okay.
There's more. I'm just trying to find it. Okay. So then I got the pouches. So I have two of the Rickshaw A5 sized pouches. One is the Lee Pod Van Ness collaboration. Yep. And then the other one is the Sugar Turtle Studio pouch with the kitty.
That's cute.
And I also got ink from Sugar Turtle Studio, the new ones, cold-blooded and warm heart.
Which I'm going to need a sample of.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
And the Sugar Turtle Studio and White Bear Pens are basically manifestations of my stationary fantasy.
Yes.
Visions. So I'm absolutely thrilled. So what else did I... Okay, and then I got a Schoen pen, but not a fountain pen. I bought a rollerball.
Okay.
So it doesn't count.
Of course not.
It doesn't count. And it is one of the little ones, and it's a blue turquoise hot pink anodization. Yeah. Because I have a purple one from Philly 2 years ago, and they're a pair.
Of course.
And I have problems, and my brain broke.
They're triplets. And
I already
so
told
on
him
and so on.
The third one that I want. So... Those are the pens I purchased. So 9 fountain pens, a rollerball, a nib holder.
And a nib holder. Have you written with it yet?
I haven't written with any of this yet.
I see.
And if anyone's curious, on all of these pens, I got double broad Yovos. Every single one.
Not surprising.
So it was just a decision, and that was the choice. So... That's the damage I did. Now, I know this is going to seem very excessive for a lot of people. Is it? Absolutely. But if we consider that at any given time, I have 60 to 80 pens inked for regular use, this is really not a big deal.
it's definitely not. And actually, honestly, like, you haven't purchased a lot of pens in the last, I'm going to say, definitely 1 year. Possibly
at least
a year.
Half. Yeah.
Because even while we've been doing the podcast and doing new acquisitions, I don't really...
Yeah, I haven't really had anything.
Every so often you would say something, you know, you'd mention something and...
Yeah.
Yeah. It
And I really did want to check out these makers in person that I have not seen in person before.
Right.
And chat with them, get to know them. Just because it's interesting. Everyone has such a different story. And then we're all just weirdos about pens in the end. So it's fantastic. Yeah,
I'm really jealous that you got the chance to speak to Skogsky, because I don't think I've met him in real life, because he was only at the California pen shows
up until now,
right? He's just been really great to work with.
Actually, what happened, I didn't buy them during the show. Saturday night, him and his wife, Amy, came down to hang out, and he had his pen case. Obviously, if you bring your pen case, I have more time to select things. I picked out 3 pens from his pen case, and I said, okay, I want these ones. And he says, are you sure? No, I don't think you need to buy these, because you didn't buy them when you first saw them. And I was like, are you trying to discourage me from buying your pens?
Talk me out of this?
Yeah, I was like, what? Such a gentleman. And then Michaela, on Sunday morning, I went back to get the 3rd pen. So I said, okay, I'll take this one. And she's like, are you sure? And I'm like, I said, okay, listen, when someone gives you their pen and says they want to buy it, don't argue. I know. Like, your work is worth purchasing. So don't argue when someone is excited and wants to buy it. It was just so cute and hilarious.
Yeah. When she had her latest release, fortunately, it was really busy that day. And mm-hmm. when I went back to check, it was, of course, completely sold out.
Right.
But I'm getting better at, you know, not jumping on every new thing that I've seen. Kind of not really, but you know.
I feel like, I know this is like about, we're kind of doing a recap. I mean, that's basically a recap because it was only a day. You have a new pen that is not necessarily about the new pen, but it more so ties into your insanity about a particular brand. It's Lamy. can you update us on your Lamy, I don't even know, adventure.
Adventures. I think it's adventures, because it feels like it's not even, anyway. Okay, so.
Research.
That's exactly what it is. I mm-hmm. love the Lamy Gold Nips. I think I've said mm-hmm. this multiple times. And I got a broad and I had it ground. And JJ Lex did the grind for me. He calls it the Gypsy Queen. And I love, love, love that nib. And it's just, it's fine on the regular writing, and it's an architect on the reverse. And I just really love the experience. It just perfectly tuned, perfect feedback for me, everything. And so I've been trying to find a lovely home for that nib.
What was it originally on when you had it ground?
I don't remember. No.
Okay, first of all,
I purchased the nib loose. And the first pen I think I installed it on was the Lamy Studio that I purchased from you,
okay.
I believe. Right. And that was a no-go, because the shape of the Lamy Studio section mm-hmm. just doesn't work for my writing style.
Yeah.
Like, it was too cone-shaped kind of thing for me, and I just didn't like it. And
right.
so there was another pen in between. Then I put it on a Safari, and I thought, okay, because what the heck, man? It's just, why don't I just put it on like a Safari? I have so many choices in colors and all this. And I thought, I may as well just put it on the Safari, because it's the nib that counts. I don't care if it's, you know, plastic mm-hmm. or whatever, the material of the pen. And so I did. And that was a big, huge fail, because I forgot about the triangular section, which is fine. I find it comfortable and everything, but the nib has reverse writing.
Right.
So when you flip it over, even though it's possible to write, obviously it wasn't very comfortable.
Yes.
So then I realized that was as I mentioned, a huge fail. Mm-hmm. So then I sold that Safari, and I don't have to sell the Safari, but it was just,
you were trying to also stay at the original number of like 85.
At that point, it was over 85.
I just wanted to throw that out there.
It was over 85. So then but remember, anything under 100 doesn't count, right? So then
but we're not counting anymore.
Whatever.
Anyway,
so. Rules don't count anymore.
Yeah.
So then I decided to buy a Lamy Scala, because mm-hmm. I actually liked the look of the Lamy Scala. First of all, it's very modern. I want to say geometric, but that's not really the right word for it in terms of the look of the pen. I find it very classic.
I would say classic.
Classic.
No, I would say I have no idea, but it has a shape that was appealing.
Yes, it was a very appealing shape. It's very kind of serious. But anyway, I got a matte black with a silver section, and the section has a little upturn at the end, so it's, you're not sliding down, and it's
unlike the studio, right?
Correct.
Yeah,
and or the Lamy 2000, frankly, which is what I don't like about the 2000.
Oh,
and it was a little bit narrow, the section, but it's actually pretty comfortable, and I thought I was good with that, and I have been good with that for a long time, but if
hang
you
on,
recall,
what's a long time?
You know, a year ish.
Actually, that is a very long time for
That's
you to have a
pen. That's a very long time.
It's like eons.
It may have been, maybe not quite a year, but several several months.
Okay.
Several months, right?
Okay.
But if you recall, prior to that, I was angsting over whether I should get a Lamy Dialogue CC.
Yes.
Because, oh, no, I was looking at the Emporium, the Lamy Emporium.
Oh, you had an Emporium somewhere in there.
I had an Emporium in the past. No, but I had that prior to all of this, how it started way back in the day, like pre-COVID for sure, I bought an Emporium.
Yes.
But with the Emporium, the finish, I was concerned that it was going to scratch because I'd read about that, and I ended up selling it almost immediately while the going was good, while it was like pristine. I did like the Emporium. I liked how it wrote, but it did have the section was shaped similar to the studio, but at least it was textured. So
yeah,
it wouldn't slide, your hand wouldn't slide down. And it was a little narrower than the studio. So it was quite pretty comfortable. And I probably would have been fine with it, except the Emporium is not a cheap pen.
Right. And so you were worried about like the longevity of the finish.
Longevity of the finish. I just thought that the price.
It was an expensive pen.
For me,
it still is. Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't worth it because in the end it would have been like a black pen or just a plain looking pen.
Right.
Anyway, I said no to the Emporium. I looked at the Lamy Dialogue CC because I know you like the Dialogue CC, not the original
Baseball Bat Dialogue 3.
But the CC.
Because I've just done a review of the CC and right. I told you after that, like, this is a great pen.
And it is. Yeah. I thought maybe that could be where my nib lived. But again, the pen is not inexpensive, right?
Yeah. It's a pricey pen.
Yeah. And so in the end, I said, you know what? I'm just going to try the Scala. And I got it for a pretty good price. I bought it with a steel nib and it was a matte black, which I actually really liked. And that's what I had for a long time. But then an opportunity came up recently to purchase the Lamy Dialogue CC. And I thought, you know what? I'm just going to go for it. I'm just going to go for it. And so now I have my V-nib installed on the Dialogue CC and I am writing with it and checking it out as to whether this is the way I'm going to go.
I think you should keep it.
Well.
Oh my gosh. How long have you had it?
Well, I've only had it for like a week, so it's too soon to say.
Is it though, Candace? Is it?
It is. I truly am going to, at least a few weeks, I'm going to give it, not just 1 week. I am going
A full Candace gestation of pen.
That's right. That's right. I will try to live with it. You know what? Because I actually inked up that and my Lamy Scala. So what I did was I swapped the nibs between the Scala and the CC and put the nib of my choice onto the Dialogue.
Right.
And I put the one that came on the, it was a medium, beautiful medium gold nib, by the way, just beautiful wet everything on the Scala. And I've been writing with both. And I actually am falling back in love with the Scala. But the Dialogue is quite nice. And I think one of the things that's factoring into my decision why I maybe don't need the Dialogue is because of your stupid review on the Bolt, the Enso.
Oh, the new Enso Titanium.
Titanium Bolt.
Oh my gosh.
Retractable.
They're total, Candace, they are totally different.
I know they're totally different, but I feel like in terms of a retractable pen, I always wanted a retractable fountain pen.
Yeah.
I've explained before which ones didn't work for me.
Yeah.
And I thought this one was going to work for me. I did join the Kickstarter, so hopefully, you know, I'll get mine in a few months. And I feel like that will be my retractable pen. But then I bought this Dialogue CC and I thought I don't really need another retractable. But I know.
Yeah, but you're not using
totally
you didn't get the Dialogue CC because it's retractable.
You're right.
You got it because it was an attractive, comfortable, elegant home for your Lamy nib of choice.
Yes, you're absolutely right.
So you need
to
recategorize it in your head.
You're absolutely right. And so, you know, it's interesting. Part of this whole reason why I sometimes end up not loving a pen right away, and it's stupid, it's because I make the wrong ink choice or the wrong nib choice.
Well, I mean, if you keep getting extra fine nibs, yeah. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. Wait, which pen did you not love with the first inking? Or do you have an example just so we can...
Actually, you know. This dialogue, the first thing I did ink it with was the indigo. So our producer, Chi, kindly gave me a sample of the Franklin Christoph indigo.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And I feel like it's a little drier of an ink. It's not
a little
really,
bit. Yeah. Usually Franklin Christoph inks are not dry.
Right.
But this was one of their special editions for a pen show. So maybe it was just different.
I think with the nib that I have, when you have a double-sided nib and you really want to write with the reverse, it does need to be quite wet on the regular writing and then flip it over to get. So that, it wasn't jiving with me. And also at the same time, I happened to ink another pen with the Tatcha Ao Murasaki, which
is... that a purple?
It's a dark, dusky purple, almost similar tones to the Franklin Christoph indigo. They're not the same, but kind of in the same family, right? Let's just say the Tatcha Ao Murasaki ink is far superior. And I also happened, I think, inked on a nib that was wet, and it was just, just made my enjoyment of the indigo that much more unpleasant, right?
Yeah.
And so I thought, okay, screw that. So I ended up changing the ink to something equally not as bad. It was Celadon, which I
also dry.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, you're right. Also dry, but also I love that ink.
Yeah.
And I just thought I would love the ink on the pen, but I don't.
But that's not a good match.
It is not.
For the pen. So, because you have the navy blue.
It's a navy blue. The navy blue is neutral enough that I can pretty much use anything, don't you think?
You could,
possibly.
But it's not perfect.
No, you're absolutely right. So I promise I will try and find another ink color that will work with that.
I think you should try, if you have it, do you have Mont Blanc Petrol Blue?
I do not. Do I? No, I do not. I think I've finished my sample.
That would be really good. We got a brainstorm.
I actually picked out Diamine Denim. No.
Oh.
No.
Or Twilight?
No. I have Diamine Oxford Blue is what I have. It's like one of my favorite blue blacks.
I can't argue with that. I think that'll be lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so that's my next choice that I was actually planning to do after this podcast was clean a couple of those pens and...
Yeah. Please report back because I would also like to know.
Please report that because I'm sure nobody is interested.
I am interested. I would like to know because I understand what you're saying. I'm not a catch and releaser, which you are a little bit more because you explore more particularly than I do. So, and usually I don't, if I ink a pen with something that doesn't feel quite right, I don't really assess it. I just use it up and then kind of pretend I never did it and then just go to the next color. But you are more so using it for art, like you're doing a tangle or like your ink one pager.
Yeah.
So maybe sometimes you have more investment in the pairing.
Maybe, yeah.
I think also, you're a little insane.
I'm a little insane. And I also...
Not in a bad way.
Well, I also tend to switch around. I like to explore different combinations in the pens, right?
Yeah. So, but you do raise a really good point about nibs with reverse writing. Because, I mean, a fountain pen nib was not designed to be primarily a reverse writer.
Right.
And so the design of the feed and the capillary action, and when you flip it over, you're actually putting all the weight of the ink on the top of the feed because it's upside down. So, I mean, you're kind of filling the channel as opposed to when it's the other way around, you have better air exchange. So I wonder, wow, that's really nerdy. Anyway, but you made a really good point that flipping it over to write is just not, it's not the same writing and ink flow.
Yeah, it's not meant to be the primary way to use your nib, which is why, as you know, I love Architect grinds. And even though I have a lot of Architect grinds and I do like to flip it over and have a fine writing on the other side or finer, I definitely prefer to have the fine on the regular because when I'm doing tangles and stuff, I will need a finer nib. And only the Architect for accents or headings or what have you.
So usually it's not really an ink flow issue because you're just not using it that much the reverse side.
Right. But or I recognize the fact that I know the reverse writing is not going to be
for long periods. Oh my God, Candace, the best idea.
You do.
Put the Lamy nib that is your fine on the regular and the architect on the reverse. Put that on the Scala and get your medium Scala nib ground to an Architect on the regular side with a fine on the flip side and put that on your dialogue. And then you just keep both. or not.
I was actually thinking about keeping both only because I do love the nib that came with the dial.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're absolutely right. It's right. I just was thinking maybe I would keep it.
Just keep it as the medium. Yeah.
Or get the medium ground to an architect. I love architects.
I would like you to keep us updated on this because I'm somehow emotionally invested in this.
I can't do that. I can't. I was going to put the medium nib on my, you know, I did buy a Safari, right? Or All-Star.
It's oh, the All-Star. Right? Oh, the boring one. Yeah.
The boring one.
Yeah. So beige. the beige flag.
For some reason, I'm into that color. I don't know why. And so
it's neutral.
Yeah. I was thinking about putting the medium gold nib on the All-Star.
That would be beautiful.
And,
oh, that would be so pretty.
Just keep all three. And just interchange the nibs all the time.
Seriously, you are like Lamy seems to be the pen challenge for you.
I know. It's so
like wish, finding the right one.
I wish you could use a Lamy nib on a Yovo or a Bach what? Custom pen.
I'm trying to think of what Lamys I have. Mm-hmm. Not that this matters, but I as well, it's the broad gold nib is my favorite. Lamy nib. Yeah. It's just so, so nice to write with. And it also looks really pretty, like the two-tone.
Yeah.
It's just really pretty. Huh.
So speaking of Lamy.
Yeah. We should touch base about this because we have not yet discussed it. Speaking of Lamy, there was almost a Lamy gate.
Yes.
And for those who don't know, Lamy gate is just what Mont Blanc Gate was a couple of years ago, where Mont Blanc released an ink, and then the next year they released a different ink.
A limited edition ink.
Oh, a limited, yes, sorry, not just an ink in their lineup.
That's right.
And then they re-released that exact same ink under a different name with
another limited edition.
And it wasn't just like quietly done. It was all the marketing and the story around the ink, but it was the same color as the previous one. And to be honest, I don't really care because if I like the color, having another opportunity to get it is great. But what I don't like is the non-transparency.
Correct.
So, and Fountain Pen Memes has gone above and beyond once again to Fantastic. Contact Lamy, like do all this research for the pen community nerdery.
Yes.
And so this was about Lamy Dark Lilac, which was released a couple years ago, like 6 years maybe now, and is probably one of the inks that people pay good money for in the secondhand market because it was limited edition. And Candace, you did this, right? Like you bought a bottle, you look guilty.
Well, okay. So maybe you should explain sort of
the rest of it.
Listeners have heard. Yeah. Explain
yeah,
the rest
yeah.
of it and I'll.
The rest of it is that Lamy has revealed that Dark Lilac will be added to their regular lineup. And so, of course, everybody goes nuts because we're excited.
But they didn't really quite reveal it. They just sent it to the retailers and they didn't say anything about it. And people
Lamy's not very good at marketing.
And it's like, what? What yeah. is this? You know?
And we collectively were concerned. Are you like, what's going on? Are you just, is this a actual Dark Lilac? Is this something new? Because
was this new old stock? Was this
Lamy has done this in the past once.
Right.
With the turquoise and the Pacific blue. Yeah. So, you know, we're suspicious. We're a little suspicious. But Fountain Pen Memes went above and beyond, was able to speak directly with Lamy representation and found out that the intent behind the re-release was not just to like scam pen users. It was that they felt that a violet was missing from their ink lineup, like a dark violet. And as well, the ink is not the same. So it is supposed to be the same, but one of the particular dyes for the original, it's no longer available. So it's slightly different. Us, we now have Lamy Dark Lilac reformulated, but re-released as part of the standard lineup. And as somebody who really liked Dark Lilac, but not enough to pay over, wasn't willing to pay more for it than what it was worth, at least as MSRP. I'm happy Like, I will enjoy it. I will try the new ink, but I'm not, it's not going to be like the big thing for me. But do you like it?
Well, it's funny because, so the first thing is also there was no malice or attempt at, you know, pulling one over on the fountain pen community by Lami.
Yeah.
Lami just honestly.
It was really innocent.
It was innocent slash a little bit
oblivious.
Almost oblivious. That's exactly.
Yeah.
Oblivious.
Yeah.
Had no idea.
Yeah. That they're this not ink really good at paying attention.
Yeah. No idea about any of this stuff. And it was just like, what? I mean, I think they were shocked that people care, which is like.
Yeah. Because everything is typically so boring.
Right.
Lami 2000. Just kidding.
Anyway, so the reason why I looked a little bit guilty when you asked me was I had actually did a post on this recently and I said, I have a shameful confession, which is I actually don't really love Lami Dark Lilac 2016. I purchased a bottle. I did pay more than MSRP, but not a significant amount. Like
not like a gross.
Sold, like $300 or something per bottle.
Yeah.
And when I wrote with it, it was just, I think it was, again, one of these, I ended up using a wet pen and it just looked like black.
But also, so maybe it was overhyped at that point for you.
Maybe, maybe not. I like a good purple, right?
But that's true.
I think one of the features about the original Dark Lilac was that it sheened gold.
Yes.
And I, at the time, was not really into sheening inks, whereas I am now. And I, so my shameful confession is not only did I not like it, the only way I use it is I decant some in a little ink vial, 50% and 50% of my Omas purple ink. And I make the most wonderful combination of two purples.
Disclaimer, don't mix your inks.
Don't mix your inks.
But do it at your own discretion. Yeah.
And I just posted that recently, the mix that I use that I really love. But I will give the original a try again and like straight because I now like the sheen more than before. And I would not say no to a sample of the new one.
Yeah. To explore it.
Yeah. I think I would enjoy it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if it'll be significantly different than some of the other purples that sheen green that I have, right?
I it's interesting, though, because now that the re-release is not the exact same, I still think there's going to be a market for the original.
Yes, for sure.
You know, but at some point, it's going to run out.
I think the best part of this whole story was that the New York Times picked it up.
I know. Of all the Pen World stories.
That is hilarious. So, and the fact that everyone was reporting on how non-pen people were sending a story. So my daughter sent me the link.
Yeah.
And she took great pleasure in going through the whole. She goes, listen to this one. Listen to this quote. And she goes, I know I'm not telling you anything new, but I mean, can you believe
that? That is so funny.
She said, it almost feels like, this is so brilliant of her for saying this, it almost feels like you had an imaginary friend and people have now discovered your imaginary friend, which was how the fountain pen community must feel. It was just like, we all have this hobby of fountain pens that people do not understand. And then all of a sudden it's been revealed to the world. She's in a knitting crochet forum or whatever. And they were posting that story in that forum saying,
oh my gosh.
I know, saying, look at this story. Can you believe it? There are people out there that like fountain pens.
So Lami actually accidentally gave themselves some awesome coverage.
Absolutely.
Unlike Montblanc's Montblanc Gate, where they just re-released the same ink.
And also it gave the fountain pen community some exposure, right? In a good
way. Yeah. Come join our community.
That's right. What is this?
Like, it's a big community and it's growing and it's lovely. And if you would like to learn more about pens, paper, inks, and other accoutrements, you can listen to the Gourmet Pens Club podcast.
Absolutely.
You'll learn a lot.
Well, it's funny because I did notice that Fountain Pen Memes ended up reposting in his stories a bunch of different memes from before.
Yeah.
And I think it's to welcome all the new followers.
Oh, that's so funny.
From the story,
that's
right?
So funny. Yeah. We'll be sure to link to him so you can check it out because you'll get a good chuckle. Okay, that is a beautiful time to wrap up.
Yes, absolutely.
Because listen to our podcast, learn more about the pen world, and thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening.
So,
that's right.
Stay ink sane, stay incredible, and stay inky. I'm Aziza, aka Gourmet Pens from the Gourmet Pen Shop.
And I am Candace, aka Inks and Anchors.
Bye.
This podcast was sponsored by Gourmet Pen Shop. Need some tools for slinging ink? Samples to explore? Hop on over to gourmetpenshop.com and consider supporting us by picking up some cool new stuff. And if you like what you hear, please give us a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts.
We are going to skip all the things like... I'll just wait for the general cacophony. It's okay. That's all right.
Come on.
They're just being helpful. Dank Lila. Oh, I'm not going to say that.
It's a dark one.
Say that. I'm not going to say that. I don't know. That's... I think we're going to just stick with Dark Lilac re-release.
Okay.
Bye!
We always get the bye right.